Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with Rob Brenton. All right, today is a very important anniversary in sports. Today is the anniversary of quite possibly the greatest coaching rant ever.
Wait, the Bears are what we thought they were. What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
What really trips me out about this whole thing, and we'll play some other coaching rants here coming up in just a bit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory.
Mm.
You can make a budget for your wallet.
Ooh.
To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That 2006 Bears team could quite possibly be the most random Super Bowl team of our lifetime. This was in 2006. The Bears went 13-3 with a quarterback who completed 54% of his passes, had 23 touchdowns and 20 interceptions. Rob, Rex Grossman, their starting quarterback, had a quarterback rating of 73.9. It is not like this Bears team went to the Super Bowl in 1991 like it was some distant memory. No, they went to the Super Bowl when you were in high school or college or when some of you were adults. Like, we're talking about, this is a pretty modern Super Bowl that the Bears ended up going to, and the league has changed so drastically over the last 19 years since this last happened. I mean, this team, their leading receiver had 800 yards. They went to the Super Bowl and were pretty clearly the second best team in the National Football League. I'm trying to think, since that Bears team in 2006 that went to the Super Bowl, who is the most random team that we've had make the Super Bowl? Is it that second Giants team? Not that first one. Is it the second Giants team? Is it the Joe Flacco team? Like, we're sitting back there and wondering, hey, how did that Ravens team end up making the Super Bowl? I'm trying to figure it out, as today is the 19-year anniversary. We're 1 year away from the 20-year anniversary of the Dennis Green rant. Who's the most random Super Bowl appearing team since that Bears team in 2006?
Maybe this is a cop-out of an answer, but does Nick Foles' Eagles count? Because Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate. He got hurt late in the season. They went to journeyman Nick Foles. Did you think Nick Foles was going to win two postseason games, then the Super Bowl? Like, I know we look back at that team and like, oh, they were really talented. They were I believe they were the one seed in the NFC, but they were Doug Peterson coached, who's now out of the NFL. They were Nick Foles quarterbacked, who was a journeyman and also now out of the NFL. And they beat, what, the best modern dynasty we've seen in the Patriots? Like, is the answer Nick Foles Eagles for the last random one we've seen?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's the answer, but you're right. I mean, that team was the one seed in the NFC, so they had a bye week, and then they just had to win with Nick Foles. You're right. Certainly one of those kind of teams. Like, a lot of people are pointing out on the text line, I think we all know this, C-Dot, that Bears team was carried by the defense and Devin Hester. I'm saying is, in less than 20 years, the Bears are not possible anymore. You can't, that Bears team in 2006, you could not go to the Super Bowl. In fact, this Bears team couldn't make the playoffs in today's National Football League. Number one, you can't play defense the way that they played. I mean, their best two players were linebackers. They were linebackers, middle linebackers at that. Like, you would think if you went to a Super Bowl and your quarterback was Rex Grossman, who had a 78 quarterback rating, you would need to have a guy on defense that had like 24 sacks that year. Like, you would just need one of those truly gifted kind of seasons. I mean, their best defensive player didn't have a sack. It was Brian Urlacher. He had 142 tackles that year, didn't have a sack. Now, he was amazing that season, but in just a short period of time, like, we have seen the league change in such a way where a team that went 13-3 and was clearly the best team in the NFC that season, they couldn't function in the modern game. You could not do it this way anymore. You couldn't do it the way that the Ravens did in 2000 anymore with just a defense that held teams to 13.8 points per game. Like, the rules have changed so much. And quarterbacks have gotten so much better, and offenses have improved by such leaps and bounds in such a short period of time that you can't do it this way anymore. And that's why, like, I don't know if we're going to have too many of those random teams that pop up where you're going to say, I can't believe that team. Like, in what world do you see the Colts, even if the Colts end up having the best defense in the league, in what world do you see a team that has Daniel Jones as their quarterback in 2025, 2026 leading you to a Super Bowl? Like, even then, you'd have to be like a Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy type, where they just put you on a team that has Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, Trent Williams, George Kittle. Like, you can be an average quarterback surrounded by incredible offensive talent. I don't know if you can even build a defense good enough that could carry the offense that they had that year. So we are celebrating the 19-year anniversary of Dennis Green.
Wait, the Bears are what we thought they were. What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
I want to play for you guys a couple of my favorite coaching rants because, I mean, who doesn't love a good coaching rant? I think this one is underrated. Everybody talks about Jim Moore and the playoffs. So everybody talks about. That's not the best one. This is the best Jim Moore coaching rant.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. The second half, we couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our totally kicked in the second half.
That's a very underrated one. People don't give that one nearly enough respect. I get why the playoffs is such a big deal because every year it's very relevant. Playoffs, I get why people love that one. The best Jim Moore rant is diddly poo. So I asked you earlier, I said, hey, are you going to tell me what your favorite coaching rant is? And Rob lit up and he said, this is his favorite one.
I turn and look, there's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, it's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
That's your favorite coaching rant?
I mean, how often do you hear a coach meow in a press conference? Have you ever heard that before?
No, I haven't heard that.
I've covered some press conferences. You've covered some press conferences. I've never heard a press conference where a coach meows. So, yeah, that is my favorite one.
Okay, no, I'm not mad at that. If that one's your favorite one, I mean, everybody's entitled what their favorite coaching rant is. 913-586-7965. Today is the 19-year anniversary of Dennis Green. I'll never forget. I was watching the Dennis Green one live because if you remember – it was Monday Night Football. The Cardinals had a big lead, and then Devin Hester happened. They kicked it to Devin Hester two times. I don't know why they did that. He returned two punts in the game. The Bears had a defensive touchdown, and the Bears just went and won the game. And then you know what they always do. Monday Night Football comes on, and then on SportsCenter, they then go to the coach, the press conference. We then hear from it. The Dennis Green rant happened live on SportsCenter. I think that's also one of the reasons why it's just lasted so long, the game when it happened. And then obviously the Bears, they went on to have a fantastic season. And we'll read some of you guys' favorite coaching rants coming up on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.